Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Hang. This week, I'm really excited to have my longstanding gym partner and friend on, Alec Varkas, who's currently starring in Moulin Rouge with those short tights that I keep hearing about. I can't wait to see him, those trunks, as well as the show very soon. This week, we're going to be talking about our time in the gym, how it's more of a mental therapy session for us, more than a physical one. And we're also going to talk about his new company, Get Ripped, and you can look at the side notes if it's something you want to get in touch with him about. I hope you enjoy.
You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Alec Varkas, welcome to The Hang.
Thanks.
How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Finally.
I know.
Season 3, I get my best buddy on here.
Oh, it's already the third season.
Yeah. It's been
impressive.
A while. Well, none of them have been over here.
Okay,
and there's
true.
A few by Zoom, but I hated doing that.
I hated doing everything by Zoom.
It's just not fun.
No. And I did a lot by Zoom for years. I hated it. But now we're in person.
In person. We get to work out together again.
We get to work out together again, which we do frequently.
It's been tough this time around. I haven't seen you as much as...
Oh, you mean just like working out?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's well, you're busy.
Busy.
He is a busy guy, everyone.
Doing a lot of early
and
morning.
And look, he took the time out to talk to me. And everyone wants to know my amazing story.
Of course they do. They've known us for since 2014.
Well, they have known us. They have known us. I did tell you the other day that that's how I was famous.
Oh, you work out with Ramin?
Yes. I was at work and then someone came up to me. Well, not came up to me, came up to my friends because they heard them talking about me and they're like, you know Alec? And I was like, oh God, I have fans? I don't have fans. And they're like, he's the guy that works out with Ramin. And I was like, oh, I don't have fans. I'm literally just like Broadway famous by association. I'll take that.
Listen, you're starring in Moulin Rouge now.
Starring.
So come on.
My name should be above the title.
Listen, they may come for Aaron, they come back for those trunks.
They do. I tell everyone I'm the guy with the shorts. So
and they're like, oh, yes.
The guy with the shorts. You can't miss me. So at the top of Act 2, if you see someone wearing shorts, we kind of call them the diaper because there's nothing to them. That's me. So
that's what I say when people see Funny Girl, like, oh, you're in it? I'm like, yeah, I'm the guy that sings with Lea Michele. They're like,
I kind of remember you. You were on that stage.
The guy with the mustache. Yeah, I remember you. Well done, mate.
I danced a little bit. I didn't have the tap shoes, but it's all good.
So let's go back. We meet in Equinox 2014.
Yeah.
Who slid into whose DM?
Well, you came up to me first.
Did I?
You did.
Okay, remind me of the story because I can't remember.
Okay, good. Well, then there we go. So my story is the real story. I was working out and like when I was working out, I was doing some crazy stuff like handstands and box jumps and like muscle ups because I was doing a lot of calisthenic stuff. And then you came up to me and you were like, oh, wow, like that looks like a cool workout. And I was like, thanks. And then you asked me just like a little bit about working out. And then I remember you saying like, oh, I'm Ramin. And I was like, I'm Alec. What do you do? I had no idea who you were, which was probably a good thing because I love theater. I've been in theater for so long, but I like feel like I go to work and then I just like leave it and I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm an actor. I'm like, me too. And then you're like, I'm in Les Mis. I'm like, I'm in 50 Shades the Musical.
Yeah. I remember.
And I was like, okay, cool. And then you said we should work out sometime. And I was like, okay, great. So then technically I slid into your DMs, but you prompted it. So then later that day I was like, oh, I'll find him. I didn't know how to spell your name. So I was like, R-A-M. And then I was like, oh, there he is. And then you like posted something of being in Les Mis. I was like, oh, this is definitely him. And I was like, we should work out sometime. And then like a few days later, we finally did our first workout. And now we've probably done like 1,000 together, maybe.
It's therapy now.
Oh, totally.
I miss it when we're not doing it. And it's no longer. It quickly was never really about aesthetics per se. You know, we both want to have a certain physique, but that's a personal choice.
Yeah.
But I just love hanging with you. We talk. It's great, we have, yeah.
It's our therapy session, literally.
we try and put the world right, you know.
Yep.
Which is a big deal too, because normally, I think we're similar too. Like I wouldn't just work out with anyone.
Oh no.
No.
I've tried that, and it's like it definitely takes like a good connection. Like obviously with what we do, like someone who likes working out the way that we work out, but also just someone that you could talk to easily and that can have a conversation with and you can tell your deepest, darkest secrets to.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you know what mine? No, you do.
I haven't dated in years, obviously, but do you take it more seriously than dating?
Our relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. It's true. Which is probably the issue, but
we do get to a point where like you can talk to someone and some dude will come up to you in the gym and he'll walk away. I'm like, what if I told you about talking to other people in the gym? This is my time.
Well, I also have people come up to me like years later and they're like, oh, I thought you two were dating. And I'm like, no.
I love that because I'm very tactile with you. I always put my arms around you and give you cuddles or I hang off you and you're like, and you wonder why people think we're dating.
Exactly.
I'm like,
all
I don't care.
All the time. People always ask me and I'm like, no.
You give good hugs though.
I do give good hugs. It's nice. Our relationship is very nice. But people do ask me frequently. They're like, are you dating? I'm like, no.
Just tell them yes.
I should.
Might as well.
To scare them off. I would definitely say yes to somebody I didn't want to talk to. I'd be like, yes, we're in a very long-term relationship. Please. Please leave us alone.
He's very quiet and complicated. But what I loved is seeing your progression, brother. Like, I know how hard you worked and were slogging away to get auditions. Mm-hmm. You were showing up to things. You're like, long lineups, open calls.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we'll work through those steps. But you fast forward to now, you got two Broadway shows mm-hmm. under your belt. You're running your own company.
Yeah.
So let's rewind.
Okay.
So you're auditioning. You're doing what
thousands
of people do.
Mm-hmm. I did the whole like open call thing because I didn't even go to school for this. Like I didn't. I grew up dancing, but besides that, it was just like I don't know if I could do this in the future. So I went to school for business. So I have like a marketing degree. And then
same story. I just had someone on the podcast. Same. He went to school for business.
And, okay. Well then
go on.
Yeah. I have a business degree. Apparently it leads to theater careers.
I always tell people who have degrees in something else want to be actors. I'm like, but that is part of your training. Cause part of acting is about being, it's having a humanity about you. It's knowing
for sure.
The world. Like, you don't necessarily have to, there's no one route.
Oh no, there's definitely not. And I know a decent amount of people who didn't take the whole like going to school for it. Like you obviously have to train and you have to keep working. And I definitely think because I didn't go to school for it, I had like a very backwards way of getting into the theater industry. But I think it also helped in different ways too.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I got to see different types of people. I got like the whole business degree, which actually does help because theater is a business.
See, I didn't even know all these years you had a business degree.
Oh, I do. I currently do. Do I use it? Now I do. I
now
own a business.
Well, we'll get there.
Oh, my parents are so proud of me for using the money that they spent. I spent some too, but they paid for my first 2 years. Thank you, parents. I went to school for business and then I actually worked for Yale University for a hot second. And it was, the job wasn't bad, but I knew I hated it because it was behind a desk. Mm-hmm. And like, if I'm sitting behind a desk for too long, I literally fall asleep. So every single day I fell asleep at my desk. I'm not a good worker. So then I was doing like community theater. Like I used that as my training. So I would be doing, one show every few months that I just did for free for fun. And someone came and saw me and they were like, you should go to New York and audition. I was like, you're crazy. Why would I ever do such a thing? And then there was
who was that person? Your aunt?
No, it was this guy, Chip.
Chip.
I don't even really know Chip, but he saw me in Hairspray. And it's not like I was a lead. I was literally IQ. Like I was just a dancer. And I think I had one line. But he's like, oh, you should go. I think you would really enjoy it. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure.
What did Chip do?
I don't know. I don't really know Chip. He's in theater, I think.
Was he? Or was he in a trench coat?
Probably. That's the sad thing. Like, yes.
But Chip wasn't wrong.
Chip was not totally wrong. So he's like, you should go on audition in New York. I was doing Hairspray, and then they were doing Hairspray at a theater in Westchester, but it was like a professional theater, an equity theater. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. But then there was a group of us that got together, and we were like, we'll all go together mm-hmm. and audition. So since there was a group, I was like, sure, we'll go to New York for the day. I'm from Connecticut. I don't think I said that. So it's not that far. So we went in, I auditioned, like just like did the little dance call. I remember my headshot was literally a picture that my friend took of me. And when I printed it out, it was only like my eyebrows down because I didn't have a forehead or hair in the picture. And I was like, that will do. So then I handed it in my resume. I don't even know if I had one, or I might have written, like typed up a fake resume that was just like all my community theater shows. It was right. Like, I did Blue's Clues live at the Thomaston Opera House.
I've also never heard you use that voice before.
I know, apparently I do it on a podcast.
I don't know what's happening, but I'm loving it. So carry on.
That's my inner voice, I guess, when I think of being.
So today when we work out after this, you'll be like, get the 45.
Get the 45-pound plate. So then I auditioned for the show, did the dance call. I sang for them. And then I left and I was like, that was fun. Oh, and they also asked me if I tumbled. The answer is no, but I for sure said yes. this comes into play later. So then I go home. I'm like, that was fun. I'm glad I did it. Yay. So then a week later, I get an email saying, so unfortunately, like, we don't have a spot for you for Hairspray, but Legally Blonde is starting in a week at the same theater. Are you available? And I was like, oh, okay, sure. So I said yes. And then I was driving back and forth from Connecticut to Westchester, New York, which was like an hour and a half drive every day. Mm-hmm. And I was doing the show. And then once the show opened, which was only 2 weeks of rehearsal, I would still work at Yale. So I was like driving everywhere. But the tumbling thing comes into play because they're like, okay, now is the time for your tumbling pass. And I was like,
no.
Okay, cool. So I went to a gymnastics class and learned how to do a round off back handspring and an aerial, just because like I'm a dancer. So like movement comes fine. And I was like, I'm just going to throw my body and hope I don't get hurt. So it worked. And
holy shit!
Luckily, I just like learned how to do one. It probably, or I know it was not the prettiest thing, but I definitely was able to do something. And then I did the show. And then after that show, like right at the end of it, they were like, hey, can you tap dance? And like, luckily I'd been tap dancing since I was six. Like that's what I grew up doing. And I was like, yeah, I can. They're like, we're doing another show called George M, which if you've ever heard of that show, good for you, because it's not good. it's actually kind of a terrible show. But they offered me like the next show, which was cool. So then I did that. And then from there on out, I was like, do I want to do this? Like, the money's not great. I was making more at Yale, but like I was obviously having so much more fun.
Yeah.
So I decided to like just drive into the city and audition when I could, because I was still living in Connecticut. And from there, I booked my first tour. I did the Spamalot tour. And then again, after that was over, I came in and I auditioned some more, and then I got 50 Shades. So then 50 Shades made me move here because 50 Shades was in New York. And then from there on out, I did 50 Shades for a year, and then I was auditioning at all these crazy open calls. I did a lot of regional shows. The list goes on and on and on. But then I booked the Aladdin tour in 2018, I believe. Yeah, and that was after going to the audition like 7 times.
Holy crap.
Eventually, they asked me to come in again, and I finally said no. I was like, they have me on tape. They know exactly what I can do. If they want me, great. So I finally said no, and then a week later, they were like, great, you booked it. I'm like, could I have said no like 4 years ago and booked it? Because that would have been awesome.
There's a power in saying no sometimes,
there
man.
There really is, because I finally said no, and then they finally offered it to me. So then I did the Aladdin tour for like a year and a half. The pandemic happened, and then the Broadway show was already dealing with COVID when it opened. Mm-hmm. And the day after they opened, I got a call saying like, can you come in and help? And I was like, sure, no problem. So I went in for like 2 weeks. That was the plan. Mm-hmm. And I was there for a solid year. Like they just kept extending me because I was a swing. So I covered 12 different people in the show. So they're like, stay. And then Moulin Rouge happened. And then I got an offer from another show and I was like, you know what? I think it's time for me to like step away from Aladdin. I did it for so long. And Moulin Rouge was a full-time job. It was like one track. I'm just doing one part in a show. So I was like, I think it's good to just like switch it up and do something new. So now I'm in Moulin Rouge and it's been a few months and it's been fun. And
you loving it?
I am.
The
show
is
hard. The show is, I lift so many people above my head. It is crazy. These people who created the show, congratulations, you're talented, but damn, it's hard.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So how do you keep yourself not being injured by, you know, obviously I know we work out all the time, but then that's a workout in itself.
Yeah, I know. People think I'm crazy and I don't think they're wrong. So
you're not crazy. You're just young.
Yeah, I'm young. I'm a strapping 17. Just kidding. I'm 32. So I do go to the gym. I actually use it as my warm up, which is,
I think
hard for some people to understand, but when you start doing it and you start like feeling like how your body is, like, yes, the show is hard, but when I don't actually work out beforehand, it's worse.
Yeah.
Like if I had to take a day off from the gym, I'd actually prefer to take it off on like a Monday when I don't have the show.
So smart too.
Yeah.
Your body whole rest day.
A whole rest day. But like when I go to the gym before the show, even though, yes, I might be sore from whatever we did, even if it's legs, people are like, you did legs today? I'm like, yes. Like, it's gonna happen. Like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna jump when I need to jump. Like, it's just gonna hurt. And I think I've just gotten so used to like being a little bit of sore my entire life that it's like, whatever. Yeah. but yeah, I use it as my warm up. And also it does help like training everything. Like I'm lucky, knock on my pants, that I have really gotten very minimal injuries. Like during this show, I got one from lifting somebody and I was only out for a few days just because I pulled a muscle in my side. But like compared to that in Aladdin.
But that can happen anytime.
It can happen at any time doing anything. And it was only, again, it was just a pulled muscle on the side and it was just a few days where like I see people like hurting their ankles, their knees, their shoulders. And I think the working out actually helps prevent that because like one, you're putting the stress on your body to get used to things like that and that movement. But
also when we're in a gym too, it's so focused on the actual move. We're not taking any of that for granted.
For sure.
Or sometimes in shows, you get into the run of things, you kind of take a certain step for granted.
Oh yeah, you definitely
That's what
do.
Drives me nuts sometimes when, you know, I don't post as much now, but when we did post about in a gym and people be like, oh, be safe or this. I'm like, what do you mean?
Be
like,
safe. We're safe.
You know, most of my injuries have happened
outside.
In Phantom.
Yeah.
And things like that. I'm like,
walking up the stairs.
Yeah. As the wrestling thing never injured.
Yeah.
Nothing in the gym.
Yeah.
It's then, you know, the little things that you think are not going to be a problem. Like,
for sure.
I've got this terrible elbow. As you know, this elbow is massive problem. Like,
yeah.
Hope I don't need surgery on. But that's from Nikki Arnstein.
Yeah.
From falling off the couch.
Exactly. It's always this dumb things that like you're not expecting. Like even during when I pulled that muscle on the side, it's the easiest lift in the show that I can do with anyone at any time. And it just happened when it happened. Because also on those moments when you're not focused, you're just like, yeah, whatever. And you just do it. So it's like when we're at the gym and we are so focused on a movement, like you are focusing on every muscle you're activating. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, when people get injured, it's when they're like, fooling around or not paying attention, which, like, I wasn't fooling around, but I definitely was not paying attention when I was doing the lift. I was just like, I do this every day. We're fine. And then I felt it go whoop. And I'm like, oop, I messed up. Yeah. That was wrong.
And also, you know, I know we're going to talk about your business, Get mm-hmm. Ripped, but also this business is, I don't want people to think, here we are talking, working out, now you have to do it. It's not about that at all. The aesthetics we strive for mm-hmm. is not necessary. It's what you and I personally want.
Yeah.
But I do think whatever size you want to be, whatever you're, whoever you are,
yeah,
you just gotta be comfortable in your skin, but also healthy, you know?
Definitely.
But that comes in all shapes and sizes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the, like, number one thing, even I tell people, like, any of my clients, anyone I work with, like, the number one thing that I want them to be good with is just, like, everyday movements. Like, you have to be able to, obviously, like, walk up the stairs and stuff, but also be prepared for things to happen. Like, so many people get injured when, like, something falls off a table and they go to reach for it mm-hmm. because it's like a surprise. Like, again, it's a surprise movement and all these, or you're, they trip and then, like, that's when their knee freaks out. So, like, you have to train your body for anything, but, like, specifically things that could just happen any day. So, like, a lot of the movements that I do are strength training movements, but especially over the pandemic when I was doing, like, all these videos and stuff, like, most of them were body weight things. Mm. It's just like, okay, we're going to do a lot of them. So that way you just get so used to it that this just comes second nature. So yeah. And then the aesthetics come with it. I think everybody out there wants to, like, look a certain way, whatever that means to you. But mm-hmm. I think the health part of it is the most important, and, like, and make sure that we have some sort of athletic body, meaning that our bodies are ready to take on different tasks.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that's also, you're doing it specific to the roles, you know, that mm-hmm. you're being asked to do.
Oh, for
things
sure.
Things you got to go for.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was talking to my friend yesterday who came to see the show. They saw me in 50 Shades and then they saw me in Moulin Rouge. And I was like, they're so different. And then they're like, are they? I was like, okay, so I get asked to be, like, in burlesque shows and a stripper. And I'm like, I get it. It's fine. If it pays the bills, great.
And it's all stepping stones.
Stepping stones, exactly. Yeah. Eventually, I'll be the old stripper. Yeah. It's fine.
Otherwise known as Nick Arnson. Yeah. So let's talk about Get Ripped. Because you mentioned the pandemic, and that's when you started doing mm-hmm. a lot of Instagram live workouts.
Yeah.
How'd that all come about? So pandemic hits, show shut down.
Yeah.
Where are you?
So before that, I was just, like, personal training people, like, randomly here and there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was certified, but I really wasn't doing much of it. But, like, when I was with Aladdin, I was a vacation swing. So I was, like, on and off, meaning, like, I was there half of the time and then I was here half the time. So when I'm here, I wasn't getting paid. So it's like, what am I going to do? So
and then, where did you get certified, or when?
No idea. Years ago, 2016, 14, 15, 16.
So after we met, you got certified.
Yeah. When we met, it was not. And then it was mostly just people being like, you should get certified because you like doing this. And I was like, yeah, I do like
doing
this. Did you
do one of those at-home things?
Mm-hmm. NASM, NASM. Like, it's probably one of the most common popular
ones. Did you have to send in a video of you training a client?
Mm-mm. No, you literally, it's a book. You just have to read it and then you take a test.
So what's your certification? Level one, level two?
I'm just like a personal trainer.
Huh.
Yeah.
How long did that take you?
Honestly, it probably could have even taken me less time. It said, like, oh, it should take you about 6 months. So I, like, planned my test in 6 months. And then what's nice is because I had been working out for so long, a lot of the stuff, like, came naturally. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, I know that. Not saying I knew everything. There was definitely some concepts that I had to learn, but I took it after 6 months and I was fine. But I probably could have done it after, like, two if I really, like, buckled down and really read the book. Because there was many days I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm bored. I don't really love reading, so I really had to be focused to do it. But anyway, I was like, I was just training people on the side, especially in between the like my time off and on with the show. And then the pandemic hit and I'm like, oh crap, because, like, obviously we like working out. And I was like, the gyms are closed. Everything's closed. I can't even go outside because New York City was a mess during the pandemic. I left my apartment. Like, I went on the subway once between March and June, and I only went because I had to go to a doctor's appointment. I was like, I do have to go to this. And I walked through Times Square, and it looked like the apocalypse happened. Like, I almost thought I saw a tumbleweed cross Times Square. Yeah. And I'm like, what? And I'm looking around and I see one other person.
Yeah.
I was like, one? Part of me was like, this is amazing because Times Square is not my favorite place. But
no, I avoid it.
Yeah, there's too many people. But it also was scary. I was like, is the world ending? Like, this is it. So anyway, I was in my apartment. I lived in a 5-bedroom apartment. Yes, with 4 other people. and all I had was like my small bedroom and we had our living room. And like we were able to like move the stuff in our living room to create just like a space. And what was nice is 2 of the people that like I was living with, they ended up leaving and going like home. Mm-hmm. So there was only 3 of us left. And we really created this awesome schedule where it's like, okay, we're going to wake up at this time. Alex is going to work out at this time. Then like I took like a ballet class online with my other roommate just because like, sure, we'll do that. And then mm-hmm. every night we watched a movie at 8 o'clock and we'd switch who picked the movie. It was like really nice for what it was. And then I was like doing these workouts. Luckily I had like 2 sets of dumbbells and then the rest was just body weight. I was like, what am I doing? And then I finally made up some workouts and I was like, I should post these because I know so many people are at home or stuck in their apartments. They don't have a lot of space. They have 0 to minimal equipment. Like mm-hmm. maybe I should post these to just show people what I'm doing. And the first thing that got really popular is this like card workout that I made up.
I remember those.
Yeah. And they went like a ton of people loved them, which was awesome. Like you have 13 cards or you have 52 cards, but there's 13 like 2 through ace.
Yeah.
And you make up an exercise for each one. And then all you do is you shuffle the cards and whatever you pick up, that's the exercise you have to do. And you could either do it for an amount of time or you do it for a certain amount of reps.
So if I, 8 of diamonds.
Yeah, if you picked up the 8 of diamonds, say 8 was like, you have to do 12 pushups. So you pick up the 8 of diamonds, you do 12 pushups, then you just pick up the next card. And it's like the king of spades. And it's like king of spades is 10 burpees. So you have to do 10 burpees, you know?
Right.
So it could be as hard or as easy as you want it to be. So I just made up this card workout that people really liked and they were like, you should post more of these. So I was like, okay. So then I was just like writing up different workouts. And then, I did have like 2 sets of dumbbells at home. So I did also, if you have dumbbells, you could try this, but most of them were body weight. And then people were like, you should do a live class. Like, I want to do it with you. I was like, okay. So I think I did one of them.
Was that Chip again?
No, Chip with all the great ideas. No, it was like a lot of people just like that were reaching out to me saying like, I did your workout. I loved it. I'd love to do it like live with you. It'd be fun. So the first one I did and like on Instagram Live, you could like see the number. And I think it was like 5 people were live with me. And I'm like, well, that's fine. I was going to do this anyway. It's just like now I'm just recording myself doing it and people could see how ridiculous I am.
But it must have been nice too. You, in a weird way, you feel like.
Yeah, I'm working out with someone and they're like commenting. They're like, oh, that was hard. Or some people are like, I'm just watching you and I'm eating my Golden Grahams cereal.
That definitely was Chip.
Chip probably liked eating his cereal and watching. And people are like, but good for you. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then I had more and more people being like, no, I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to do it. So then I was doing more lives and like, then it was like 5 people, 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, 50 people. So I was like, oh, okay. People are like really doing these. And then like you can post them on Instagram. Like you could have them later. Yeah. So then I was just having them up there and tons of people were doing them. And then eventually I was like, I should make this something because there's definitely a need for it, especially right now.
Yeah.
So I created the business, which is like Ripped LLC, but it's like Get Ripped is like what it is. And we basically like took all those videos and put them in this library that anyone could like, now they can subscribe to. And there's like a list of 100 different exercise or workout videos that people can do with little to no equipment. And they're like long, there's easy ones, hard ones, basically any level you are, but they are, most of them are tough.
Yeah,
I was like sweating my booty off. And they were great. Like they were able to like really keep me in shape and not only just like lean out. Like I was like, I'm doing so much body weight, I'm gonna get so skinny. But like that didn't happen, which was awesome. Yeah. It was like, oh no, I'm actually building muscle even with just this. So
when do you see weedy gymnasts?
What?
When do you see weedy gymnasts? You know,
they're
strong in their core and
For sure. Like everything was, it was just like a different way of working out that I'd never done. Like I've done calisthenics, but not like that. Like that was just like such high
those
volume.
Those are harder workouts. That's why we never do them.
We don't.
It's easy to sit there and get a
heavy
weight and
just
push it.
We'll do five squats and then take a 3-minute rest.
Yes.
And that this is like, no, like go. Like they are tough. So yeah, I created this business and it was just like kind of like this library of videos. And then then gyms started opening up and people are like, you should create programs for people. So then I wrote up kind of just like generic programs that are still up on the website that people can just do if they want to like try something different.
Mm-hmm.
There's no like, they're not specific or anything to like what weights you should be doing, but it's just like a program that.
So like a 3-day split, 4-day split.
Yeah. Like there's definitely, there's like more advanced ones and there's some that are just like just getting back into the gym. There's some that are like beginner, some that are dumbbell only. So all those programs exist. And then recently, I say recently, like 6 months ago, then a company reached out to me. They're like, have you ever done online coaching, like online programming with nutrition and all that stuff? And I was, I tried it years ago, but I didn't really love it. But then they really offer like this really great platform to do it. So now what I'm doing is I'm doing more personalized programming for people through this app that they're able to like track their workouts and like what weights they use. I'm able to look at their programs and like give them programming that will hopefully steer them in the right direction towards exactly what they're looking for. And then they're able to track their progress with their weight, with pictures. And there's also a nutrition aspect, which like I'm knowledgeable of nutrition, but I'm not a nutritionist. But what's awesome is like they have a team of dietitians and nutritionists that help with that.
Right.
So it's like with their help, we're able to kind of like prescribe that for a client as well. And it's been great. It's been growing. I'm actually at a point where I'm like, do I hire more people to help? Because yeah, it's like, I love doing it and I love helping all these people, but obviously I'm just one person. And it's also mm-hmm. like, I have 2 full-time jobs. So like the show can sometimes take some time.
I'm sure a lot of these online fitness folks who offer programs have way more than they can handle one-to-one. So you,
oh yeah.
And I know you're responsible with that and that's important. Just mm-hmm. like Mandy with her online clients. Mm-hmm. There's only so many you
can pay attention to. Yeah. So it's like, even if I've thought of different people to possibly hire. So if you're looking for a job.
There's nothing wrong with delegating because as long as
for sure.
everyone's under the same sort of mm-hmm. Ethos or like knows what you are offering.
I would love to have my hand at least in every like, in everything and like be in contact with every client. But like, especially when it does come to their nutrition questions, like I know the basics of nutrition. I understand nutritional timing and like your macros and stuff. But if there was somebody on my team that was actually like a dietitian, a nutritionist that they could contact directly, mm-hmm. that would be probably better for them and better for me because they're going to get a better response than something I give that's a little more like generalized. So I thought about that and, you know, then there's the whole like social media marketing thing, which like I don't actually like doing myself. So there's that thought too.
Have they been helped? Because I know you've been doing more of that. Mm-hmm. Do they help with that? Give you suggestions or they just say, do another one?
At the app, like the company that helps me, they do help. They help create some stuff, but they usually are just like, you should post more. And I'm like, I know I should post more. But like anybody who's good at social media, power to you. I get like if you're an influencer or even if you're just trying to be, it is way more time consuming than you thought it would be.
Yeah. And there's a knack to it.
Oh, there totally is. Like people, that's why I don't like doing it. Like I don't have that like chutzpah to put behind like creating the content because not only do you have to film it, you have to edit it, you have to make sure it looks good and then you have to promote it. So it's like, holy cow. And I'm the one with the marketing degree and I'm still like, I hate doing this. Like, geez. So power to all of you who put the time and effort behind it. I'm attempting to do some of that.
But the team you've coordinated with, can't you just send them the content and let them spice
it
up?
Yeah. And they do sometimes. But obviously like I'm not their only client too. Oh, so like they have other people that also use their platform. So they are really great and it kind of just depends on like how much I give them it's a balance for sure. And I'm at this point where I'm like, do I want more clients or not? It's like, do I just stick with what I have or do I try to grow? And I think they of course want me to grow because like, great. And I'm just like, I also just want to make sure that I'm like mentally sound and that I have some time to just like breathe for myself. So I think delegating all that stuff soon will be good.
Well, that's the only way you're going to grow because let's not forget, you're a Broadway star doing 8 shows a week.
A star.
You know, you got to keep focus on that and keep growing in that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless this is an exit plan for you.
No. I think the whole idea behind it was like with theater, no matter who you are, I think there's at least a downtime at some point.
Yeah.
And like it is, some people are very fortunate to like continuously work in some aspect or like they had such a good job that they could take a few months off.
Yeah.
But like in my case, like it is a great job and I probably could take a few months off if I really wanted to, but I would just love a plan because also theater is so fragile as we have learned through an 18-month shutdown.
Yeah.
It's like you never know what's going to happen. So like there is a chance that I will get an email today saying like, don't come to work. Your show is closed. And it's like, what? I really hope that does not happen. But
thankfully, it doesn't look like it's happening with Moulin Rouge.
No, it does not look like that's happening at all. But like we've heard horror stories. We've seen shows that have like closed before they've opened. Like you never know. It's so finicky, the business. So I just wanted something that I enjoy doing that if for some reason something happened, I still had something I was passionate about that I could like put my time in. And also like we are so physical with our jobs. Like we said, like hopefully we don't get injured, but there's a chance like I'm on stage and something crazy happens, then I'm out of the show for 6 months.
Yeah.
And if I'm out of the show for 6 months, yes, you get like workers' comp or whatever, but one, it's not as much money. And two, if I'm home for like 3 days by myself, I go insane.
Yeah.
So I need something to keep me busy and like feeling like I'm being productive and working this is a good avenue to like take to do that.
And what about beginners? How can they feel comfortable and confident to reach out for something like this? Well, because again, it's not about having abs. It's not about being low fat body percentage.
No. I have so many different types of clients, which is great. I think like I probably have a higher percentage of people that are familiar with the gym, but it's not that I don't have any that aren't. Like I have a few clients that have literally never been to the gym. I have some that have done very minimal workouts or like have only done yoga, or they're like, I like going for walks. And I'm like, okay, well, we're going to change that up because yes, walking is very good for you, but like we need to also include some sort of strength training just to get your body used to it.
Well, we walk a lot, especially when the weather's nice.
We go to Central Park and go for a little jog or go for a walk. And it's like, it's super helpful. But yeah, I have people that are trying to lose a lot of weight because they're like their BMI is very high, their body mass index. I have people that are older that are like in their 50s and 60s and they're like just wanting to now start working out. Like I think it's important for people to not be discouraged and not be too afraid to try something new, because I would never give you like a program that's going to have you doing I would never have you doing something that I think you would be too uncomfortable to try. I would love to give you things that maybe you'd be like, I don't know if I can do that, but I'm willing to try, because I think that's a great way to like see where you're at and also have a goal to reach in the future. But yeah, like programs could be as, what's nice about the personal aspect of it is like they could be as long or as short as you want them to be. You're just like, I'm able to go to the gym 3 days a week. I have a few people that don't even go to the gym. They're like, I only work out from home. I have these dumbbells, I have a treadmill, and I have this. Like, can you program something for me? And I'm like, yeah, if you want me to, I will program something for you so that you can do more than just walk on your treadmill and then pick up the dumbbells 3 times, because they don't know what they're doing. So it's more to give you the knowledge of how you can work out wherever you are too.
And it's about, I think, I always see like it's the long game, the marathon. It's no, it's not about shocking your system. It's no quick fix. It's just to be happy and healthy in yourself.
Totally. And I also have so many people that like travel for work too. Like, I don't know if y'all have been to a hotel gym, but I'd say 98% of them they're not gyms. That's why they call them fitness centers, because you walk in and it's a room, and again, there might be a treadmill.
Yeah.
And they're like, and we have a kettlebell, and we have a broken resistance band, and we have a yoga mat from 1994. Yeah. And you're like, great.
All included in the price, of course.
Exactly. So there's like not much you can do. So what's also awesome is, because I did all these videos over the pandemic, like on the program, I could actually just like send a video to you. So it's like, if you want a bodyweight video that you could do anywhere, I have a ton of them. So you can do them in your hotel room. You can do them if you just have an open space somewhere. So it's great. It's been pretty successful. Like, as long as I have the clients that are willing to like put in the time and the work, like they've all seen really great results. So yeah.
Well, I just want to say that's inspiring, knowing, because I know you filled me in all this on one of our walks, and I just thought it was amazing that during this downtime you created something, mm-hmm. you connected with people, you're having fun, you're growing, and now you're back at it. You're on Broadway 8 times a week. So Moulin Rouge till when?
I mean, we do like 6 month riders there, mm-hmm. so like technically my 6 months is up in like March, but then fingers crossed, they're like, do you want to do another 6? So,
and would you?
Yeah.
Given the chance?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you auditioning for other things now, or are you kind of just enjoying the ride for now?
Because I'm still kind of new, I'm auditioning, but not really that much, honestly, because I would only leave for something that would be a little, like, possibly more promising, whether that's, like, financially or just, mm-hmm. like, a new role or something.
And your these sort of contracts allow for that sort of movement, right?
Yeah, yeah. If I was able to like book like a lead role in a show, then I can leave if I wanted to. But I couldn't leave if I wanted to do like a regional theater somewhere. I wouldn't be able to. So there's some limitations in like the contracts that I sign.
But there's still room for growth, and it allows you to
keep
your skills going, which I think is a great way to have a contract.
For sure.
So there's that slight security. There is that security.
Yes.
As much as there is with our industry.
Yes.
But also, you don't feel like you're handcuffed.
No. And like, what's nice is like 6 months, when I say it, I'm like, oh, that sounds so long. But like, I'm already almost at my 6 months. I'm like, where did that time go?
Yeah.
So, and then just like, yeah, it's really choosing like, do I want stability or do I want something new? And like, I want both. I would love to do something new. Mm-hmm. I would love, but I also love the stability of having like a show that's doing well. So like, I'm cool with sitting where I'm at and then just auditioning for things. And also like TV and film stuff. Like if you book one of those, usually they're like, it's okay to leave for a day, a week if you need to. Yeah. And then if it was like a role in a feature film, it's like, okay, bye.
Yeah. I think they'll understand.
It's like, okay, I gotta go. So like there is, especially like when you're crossing TV and film with theater, like there's so many different options. And then when it comes to theater, yeah, of course I'd love to do something new, but like this show to me is still new.
Yeah.
Because it has been here for a bit, but I haven't been doing it that long.
So hopefully we get to see you longer in Moulin Rouge.
Hopefully.
And when people want to get in touch with you about any fitness related topics, they can find you at?
They could go to my Instagram, which is Alec2Austin, or they could go to my website, which is Get Ripped, but it's RIPPT.com. So Get RIPPT.
PT. Doesn't roll off the tongue, does it, Alex?
Well, now I'm like trying to visualize it, and I'm like, RPT, I,
they can find it in your bio on Instagram,
they
right?
definitely can. So it's okay. Alec, A-L-E-C, the number 2, and then Austin. So yeah, that's how they can find me. And yeah, if you have any questions about the fitness stuff or the theater stuff, or if you just want to say, hi, I like your funny voice.
Hey, you're the guy that Ramin works out with.
Yeah, you're the guy that Ramin works out with, which I'm sure that's how I'm known to many people anyway. So I'll take it.
Brother, I'm so glad you're in my life. I've known you. You're one of my longest standing friends and, you know, my founded family out here. And I'm glad that it's rolling along.
Yes.
And on that note, I want to say thank you for the hang, but I think it's time for you and me to go do a workout.
We're gonna go work out, everyone.
All right.
If you could imagine that, we are about to go work out.
Surprise, surprise. Thanks right. for the hangout.
Thank you.
Love you, brother.
Thank you. Love you too.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.